from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, final hour of Fesco in the Morning. It always goes by fast.
Yeah,
it goes faster on
by.
Friday.
Drunk yet?
Not yet. 10:01. We are out of here, mister.
Boom!
Matt can't wait to go home and sleep in his parents' bed.
Ugh. Where's your mom going this weekend?
She's in the Lone Star State. She's in Texas.
All right. Look at her. She didn't want you to go. She's trusting you to stay home alone?
Yeah, I know, right?
Sure is.
Who's going to drive you around?
Yeah,
we didn't tell that. Did we
house?
Tell that story?
We did not.
No, so last Friday, the fellas come over, right? Mm-hmm. We're hanging out, and I see the car pull up. I assume it's an Uber, right? And Matt gets out of the car. So I'm like, I go to the door and I open it up. And the car's like sitting in the street, right? Waiting. And I'm like, that's your Uber driver's waiting for you to get into the house. That's awfully nice of that Uber driver. And he goes, that's my mom.
That's my mom.
Mac's mom dropping him off so he can go get drunk at my house and not have to worry about driving home. It's awesome. We'd all love to have that,
yeah,
right? That's what you do as a mom.
Yes, that's nature's Uber, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
It was outstanding.
She was glad to do it.
Of course she was. She knew you were going to be safe and you get an Uber home and you didn't have to worry about driving. It was beautiful. But I was just like, that's weird. The Uber driver's waiting for you to get in. Usually they tear out, man. You're like, oh, that's my mom.
That's my mom.
She could have come in.
Before, she would have loved to.
Before we pay off the tease, we talked about athletes you'd like to see either go away or say bye to, or that could be game show hosts. This Adam Schefter about 4 minutes ago. Peyton Manning will be a special guest at the Jake Paul Mike Tyson press conferences during Fanatics Fest in New York City on August 18th. At the event, Manning will join host Ryan Clark on stage and be part of the activities and face-off before November 5th.
Ryan Clark's a superstar in the making, too.
Sure.
I love Ryan Clark on ESPN. I think he does an amazing job. He'd be fun to have calling games.
So is Nate Burleson.
Burleson's great. Yeah. Always loved him.
He always does the Nickelodeon games, which are fun. Those are interesting.
Okay. Total random deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Kurt Menefee hosts a TV show called Good Day New York?
No.
What?
I have no idea.
I had no idea. I thought he only did NFL on Fox. Mm. Right? He's still the NFL on Fox pregame guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw this commercial, like, Kurt Menefee, Good Day New York. I'm like, wait a second here.
Guy's getting paychecks everywhere and anywhere.
Hell yes, he is.
Guy's doing just fine for himself.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing just fine for themselves, the United States surpassed a scare, and this is Kevin Durant after the game.
Come on, man. How can you not celebrate a win like that? Look at all our families ahead. Look at this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what this about. You know what I mean? We all come together as one on the other side of the world like this. Start USA chants. Our section starting USA. Man, special tonight, man. So we got to celebrate. I'm not going to act like it's not, you know what I mean? I know we want to win a gold, but You got to celebrate the small moments, too. Guarantee you, everybody here, they'll never forget about this night. Everybody here will remember this night for the rest of their lives. That's how special this is. And because we came back and we showed how together we were in that fourth quarter. It was incredible.
I'm not going to sit here and like argue with Kevin Durant, but I don't think that was a small time moment yesterday at all. I think that's the moment that we're all going to remember as American basketball fans from the 2024 Olympics, unless we have some unbelievable final against France, right? Unless it's some unbelievable moment. But, you know, like think about the Final Fours. A lot of times the Final Fours are better than the national championship game, right? A lot of times the AFC, NFC championship games are better than what you get in the Super Bowl, right? Not this past year, obviously, but a lot of times the championship games are the best weekend of football, they like to say, right? So I think that moment right there is very much akin to the United States hockey team beating the Russians. Who did we beat for the gold medal that year in 1980? Does anybody know off the top of their head? Does anybody? I think it was Finland, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
It was either Finland or Sweden or I think Finland. I think. But we all remember 1980. We all remember Mike Ruzioni. We all remember Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? Mm-hmm. That wasn't for a medal, but that was the game we all remembered. And I feel like, obviously, times are different and the Cold War isn't going on and it's not Russia versus American, amateurs versus professionals and all that kind of stuff. But from the same standpoint, I think that's the game that we're all going to remember. That wasn't a small moment yesterday.
Right.
That was a major comeback by a United States team against an unbelievable Serbian team that had their number for three quarters. That was a hell of a comeback. I think Kevin Durant's downplaying how awesome that game was in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Big game. I mean, you're with your United States brotherhood. You're with everybody on that team. They have one goal. That's the same goal every time they do the Olympics. That's one gold medal. And they got faced with adversity where it was like, this team might actually beat us. And it was the Final Four, if you want to call it that.
It is,
basketball.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was Nikola Jokic. It was the best player in the NBA, has been for the last 3 years. I mean, I know you could say Giannis. That's fine. Giannis can't stay healthy. But he's the reigning.
No. Jokic is the best player in the league. I mean, and I don't watch the league, but I can tell you Jokic is the best
player. Because
he's
won three MVPs in 4 years. He's won an NBA title. He's one of the best all-round fundamental players.
I mean, and hasn't Giannis... I mean, I know they won a championship, but like, shouldn't they be winning more championships with Giannis?
Well, they fired their coach if they won an NBA championship.
Exactly.
And then Giannis just didn't... He wasn't healthy there.
But next year, big year for Giannis.
Huge year. So
would you say it's the biggest year ever for Giannis?
That might be a hot take.
Like, if they don't win, what happens?
He just moves on.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody they don't win, but he needs to at least be in the conference finals, given the Celtics a run for their money in Game 7. That needs to at least happen.
Look at the size of that guy's Adam's apple. I'm sorry, I'm watching USA versus Italy in the volleyball bronze game, and this guy for Italy, I mean, his Adam's apple is massive.
That guy looks like Ben Stiller with blonde hair that just served.
Nice. I like a nice warm glass of milk. It helps me fall asleep. You can continue to bring in your hot takes on the text line, 913-586-7610. This is from the 573. My bad take from earlier this week. Dusty won't make a good morning co-host. I was dead ass wrong. Keep rocking it, Dusty.
That's right. Glad you admit your mistakes.
It's okay to admit mistakes.
It really
is.
It's fine.
And Charles Barkley, I don't think this is a hot take.
Have the international teams gotten better? 100%. They're still not better than the United States. You take away Joker and Giannis and Luka. All three guys are great, great players.
Mm-hmm.
Shea's great also. But we still got the next 10 best players in every game. Ain't nobody bringing nobody off the bench betting Jason Tatum. Ain't nobody bringing anybody off the bench betting Kevin Durant. The international teams have gotten better, but there's never an excuse for the United States not to win the gold medal. We got the best team. We got the best players by far.
If we're locked in, there's no shot at USA losing.
Listen, if they lose, we can't let them back in the country. We can't. I told them they can't come back.
Fact or fiction?
That they can't be let back in the country, or what did he say right before that, before you said fact or fiction? That they can't lose. Paul George saying they can't lose. No, they, we saw yesterday they could potentially lose.
Yeah.
They do have the best team. And if they don't win gold, you gotta stay in Paris.
At one point were you guys nervous?
No.
You weren't nervous?
No, I did too good a talent. I just knew they were going to come back and win. LeBron had a freaking triple-double yesterday. Steph Curry was unbelievably awesome. Joel Embiid finally had his Welcome to America Team USA moment yesterday that I was calling for about a week ago.
You were?
Joel Embiid's legacy could be determined by this, you know, this Olympic, you know, game and how he's perceived in the United States.
Massive.
That guy was gigantic yesterday.
7 points in a row.
I mean, he was so good late in that game yesterday. Love watching him play. So, no, you just have too good a talent, and eventually talent does take over, right? And it did in a big way yesterday. And once they got going, like, I thought for a while there they cut it, and then Serbia got the lead back to 13-15, right? Like, and then they just took over the game.
They figured it out.
They went on like an 18-0 run or whatever it was late in the fourth quarter and won that basketball game. It was tremendous theater in the fourth quarter yesterday.
I was nervous, I'm not going to lie. But I did think that they could come back, and they did it. But I to Barkley's point, he also said that Steve Kerr hasn't, quote, used this team properly. Yeah, I know this may be a bad take. They're going to win gold on Saturday. Fingers crossed. But I'm done with Steve Kerr as the U.S. Olympics basketball head coach. Dan Hurley in 4 years. Dan Hurley.
See, well, I would go with Spoelstra.
I just want a college coach. That's my thing. But I love Spoelstra. Because for this sort of basketball, we need a guy who's not afraid to yell at these guys and tell them, hey, you need to, you know, wake the F up. And it's... We need sets. We need systems. We need plays. We need a guy who can rally these troops in a month.
So Bill Self.
I was just going to say the answer to that question is Bill Self.
And then
Bill Self would be the best Team USA coach.
I mean, Coach K did it.
I know. Bill Self would be the best coach for Team USA we could ever have.
And maybe that would keep Joel Embiid on the team. Because according to Joel Embiid, he said, quote, it's been a good experience. It's been a grind. Being away from home and family for a few weeks. But the group of guys, we have made it easy. Paris is a great city, and the next one is L.A. Mm-hmm. It might not be with Team USA. It might be with Cameroon.
I guess we're just hopping
countries.
He's got three. He can play for three different teams. He's got citizenship in Cameroon, in France, and in the United States. I think that's cool. I would love to see him go do that. That would be awesome. Yeah, I think if you get the opportunity to play for both, you can do something for that for Cameroon that's never been done before. Like, you could potentially lead them to a medal in basketball. That's how good Joel Embiid is. I think it'd be kind of fun to watch him do that.
Fair enough.
I don't think they've ever even just qualifying. I don't think they've ever qualified.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. That'd be awesome
to see that.
He should do that.
You get the opportunity to do that. Hell yeah, you go ahead and do that. It's like people get like dual citizenship. You get that European passport, man. You struck gold.
It's been revoked. That's from Lethal Weapon 2. Also, Kevin Durant was up till 5 a.m. Paris time just tweeting to the naysayers.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. No more burner accounts. Just straight kiss my ass.
Which I don't mind. That's fine. Go that route. That's better than the burner account. Well, who was naysaying anything yesterday?
Well, a lot of people were just like, oh, this wasn't, you know, U.S. should have done better. This should have done better.
They won.
Yeah,
this team isn't better than the dream team.
Yeah, and he's that quote kind of tweeting, stuff. Like, where are you from kind of thing. Like, why aren't you happy? Like,
every game is going to be a route. And that's the one thing, like, I wonder, like, when you look at social media and you wonder, have you ever watched a sporting event in your life before you just signed up for X? Because not every game is going to be a blowout by your favorite team. Like, there are other, like Dick Vermeil said 20 years ago, they're paid to kick my ass, right? There's 11 other guys out there that are paid to kick our ass. There are 5 guys on every team that are paid to kick somebody's ass. And when they're playing the best, everybody's game gets elevated. Just watch what happens against the Chiefs every freaking week, right? Everybody plays their best. Everybody plays great football against the Chiefs because they want to beat the Chiefs. Everybody's going to play their best basketball against the United States because they want to take the United States down.
Yeah, what do you say? It's easier to be the underdog than it is to be the favorite in situations like this because you have nothing to lose, and then the other team has everything to gain.
You've got, you have to win, and if you don't win by 30 points, people are asking questions of why didn't you win by this amount? The matter of fact of the situation is this. You win, whether it's by 1 or 100. Long as you win, it doesn't matter by how many points. Now, I know from gambling purposes it does, but if you're just watching your team play football or basketball or whatever it is, you just want them to win at the end of the day. 32-31 goes down in the W column as much as a 32-0 goes down in the W column.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Cliches, bets, and two athletes at the same time on two different screens at the very same moment. We explain to that. Plus, we get you all set up for Saturday's game at 6 versus the Jags. And Saturday's game at 6 versus the Cardinals. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
It's a deep Jimmy Buffett cut. Maybe it's not. People hear Buffett, though. This isn't usually the one they come up with. Good choice. Your dad's liking this one, Dusty.
That is true. And smoking marijuana.
Yeah, I think I had a pencil thin mustache.
I think my favorite Jimmy Buffett song is Last Mango in Paris.
Great song. One of my top favorites. My God. Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, probably one of my favorite ones.
The one he released right before he died makes me cry now every time. Bubbles Up.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wow. The whole family is crying. And then, of course, My Gummy Just Kicked In is another good one that he has on the new album.
Yeah. Which, that's a fact.
Jimmy was the best, man.
Yeah. Wear sunscreen.
Yep. That's exactly right. Wear sunscreen. It's something my mother preached to me. She said there were three S's I could never do in my life. Or that I had there were three S's she had.
Okay.
Sunscreen, I had to always wear sunscreen. No smoking and no sex.
Well, you're not doing one of those. Kids, how do you think they're made?
Yeah.
You think a stork just came by the Fesco household and said, here's two?
Here you go.
Not happening.
One looks just like me and the other has my exact personality. Clearly from me.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah.
My oldest daughter, we're driving yesterday. She goes, God, minivan drivers, am I right? I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
She goes, these Johnson County minivan drivers are the worst. I go, you're right.
That's your kid.
That is my kid.
The Chiefs will play Saturday at 6:00 in Jacksonville. Don't believe it when you see that the Stars will play the first quarter. They will play in the first quarter. They will not play the entire first quarter. I would assume they play one drive, maybe not two, depending on how the first drive goes. You've seen this circus before. You know how it works. Mahomes will have a hat and headset on by the 8-minute mark in the first quarter.
You know what? Should we send like a 96.5 the Fan hat down there and have him put that on instead of a Chiefs hat?
Oof. You better get on it. They're going to fly out of town, tonight?
Get Andy to wear a 96.5 the Fan hat on the sideline? That would be awesome.
I'm a Shield, Andy Reid.
You
remember the COVID day? He had that shield on.
I miss
it's just,
nothing
like
about
little,
that.
It needed like a little windshield wiper to clear it.
My God, the times in which we lived.
Let's fire her up. Let's get into our camp cliches.
Put this man behind a plastic shield in the rain.
I thought it was awesome. The British lady chimes in.
Well, hello! I am back from hiatus to return to cliches from camp, the most important nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliche!
All right, time's yours.
I'm extremely excited. I mean, obviously for me to go out there and play with these guys and showcase what we have the ability to do.
I've had a great support staff with the Chiefs and great fans.
It's not about his toughness or anything like that, but he's never done it against this level of caliber of football player.
Letting the guys play, make decisions under fire, and have them make those right decisions and learn from the mistakes after.
I just come here every day, the same person, put the work in.
Just won't bother him because he's got that work ethic and he just sticks to it.
They're all competing every single time. They're rooting for each other, and that's what you want in the receiving room is a good group of guys that are talented.
He's just like one of the guys. He's fine. He's a great person, great guy to be around.
I explained it. There's just so much talent in our room. It's just I'm excited to get rolling for the season.
Take it day by day type process. The hope is at the end of the year you can go out there and get that ring.
As far as the play time for this game, we'll go the ones for a quarter, just ones for a quarter, twos for the second quarter, threes the third quarter, and the fours for the fourth quarter. And we'll just keep it at that.
The royal family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
The first quarter, the ones are going to play. Mm-hmm. The second quarter, the twos are going to play. The third quarter, the threes are going to play. And the fourth quarter, the fours are going to play.
Correct.
Okay.
Not happening.
So the twos will be in by the 8-minute mark of the first quarter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a drive.
Right. Exactly.
From both teams.
Unless they go 3 and out, then they need to get things fixed. And they put Patrick Mahomes back out there, right?
Right. You can bet on these games. Mm-hmm. If you want to dive into preseason, get your juices flowing. There are no player props.
Which is a shame because I could take the under on everything,
yes,
right?
You could.
Yeah, that's why there's not out there.
There are team props, though. Game props as well. Any team to score 30-plus points, yes, plus 215. No, minus 285.
The entire league?
No, just the Chiefs and Jags.
Just Chiefs and Jags.
One day, 8 hours away. 6 p.m. kickoff in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Any team to score 40 points or more is plus 1,300. Yes. That's where the juice is. You throw five, you get a little money there. You could have a little fun. You know, you threw a little calculator there. You throw $10 on it.
What's the most anyone scored in a preseason game?
I was just
going to
ask, when was the last time anybody broke like 30 in a preseason game? Like that. Probably won last night.
Yeah. Chiefs are a one-point underdog. The over-under is 40.5, and the Chiefs on the money line are plus 105. Jacksonville the favorite in the preseason
game. Yeah, I think Jacksonville's going to win the game.
I mean, it's their home. Yeah. I don't know.
Huge when you get the first preseason game at home. You know what they say about that, right?
Mm-mm.
And neither do I. I don't know if they said anything.
But, okay. Game specials, though, if you want to go into those, they have all those for you. But no player props, obviously, because nobody knows how long anybody's going to play. You can't mathematically throw a...
Like, if they had one up there that said Patrick Mahomes over under 250 yards, I'd be hammering the under.
Yeah, except it'd probably be over under 25.5 yards.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Then what do you do?
That's how you can get kind of goofy with the betting, because it'd be like, he throws one pass to Xavier Worthy to start the game, goes for 65 yards, cash. Plus 200.
Yeah.
But no, I think the best thing about preseason game one, this is just me. I think the best thing about preseason game one is the fact that you get to kind of get that wheel spinning again. Now, we're still in full-fledged baseball season. Chiefs are starting their first preseason game, but the Royals are in a playoff hunt. They play the Cardinals on Saturday, which we'll get into a little bit of a nugget there. But preseason game one is kind of like you invite a few people, you have a little bit of a good time, you watch the first half, and then by then it's 8 o'clock on your Saturday night. Depending on how your Sundays are, you kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have the water cooler talk of like, man, did you see how good Felix Ndoukay Uzomah looked against the second string offensive line of the Jaguars? Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco looks like he hasn't missed a step, you know, and all this sort of things. And did you see Mahomes? He did the, you know, whatever. But to me, the most important part about preseason game one is that pads are on. It's a different team on the other side. Guys are hitting each other, and football's back. To me, that's all that matters. I don't care wins or losses. I don't really care about stats unless it's like, you know, somebody that you didn't expect to, like Romeo, you know, maybe, like Romeo Odunze in Chicago. Maybe he blows the competition away. We saw Malik Nabers play 12 snaps last night, didn't get one target.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, dude.
Yeah, that's like, bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, you know, that was. But that's
maybe
I mean,
don't punch people in practice.
You know, that's kind of Daniel Jones and New Andrew York. Locke football. You know,
hey, it's Drew. You put some respect on his name.
Did I say Andrew? I don't know why I said Andrew. I was thinking of his dad, like Andy Locke. You know, like,
Peter McAllister,
yeah.
the father. That'll take a large credit card. Credit card, you got it. But again, there is one point in this game tomorrow where you have a chance, and I mean this from the dead part of my heart. Bobby Witt Jr. on one TV, Patrick Mahomes on the other TV, and to give credit to the text line, at one point you could see a Bobby baseball bomb and you could see a Patrick Mahomes bomb to Xavier Worthy. That will burn Kansas City down.
Here's what's going to happen in tomorrow's preseason game. Can I just lay out the script for you? I think I'm pretty good at that. I think I kind of have an idea what's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now. First play of the game, Patrick Mahomes over the top, the Xavier Worthy touchdown.
First play.
Okay. They're going for it on the first play. They're sending a message. I told you the first play of camp was to send a message. Mm-hmm. The first play of preseason is going to be to send a message. This is a team that wants your firstborn, your secondborn, your thirdborn, and they're going to destroy you this year.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be an absolute utter destruction by Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on offense this year. They have so much pent-up frustration from where they were a year ago, even though they won the Super Bowl. They're very frustrated that they didn't have a deep game. They weren't able to get out there and do what they wanted to do on offense last year. They revamped that during the offseason. They've got speed. They've got wide receivers. These dudes are ready to fly. These dudes are ready to send a message. They go up over the top with Xavier Worthy on the first play of training camp. They go up over the top to Xavier Worthy on the first play of the first preseason game. What do you think is going to be on all of the television networks, and what is everybody going to be talking about all weekend long? Oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes has his new Tyreek Hill. He went over the top on the first play. Let's go, baby. Let's do this.
What are we going to talk about at 5:58 on Monday morning? He said everybody like, and the Royals sweep the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Right. Did you see that throw, Patrick? Or does Xavier Worthy hits back, baby? 35-0. Let's roll.
Quick question. Text line you can answer, too, before we go to break. 913-586-7610. The preseason Super Bowl champs, the Ravens, their streak ended last year. They won 24 consecutive preseason games. Bob, you came up with a great question this morning.
Thank you.
And you asked, what's harder to accomplish? 21 consecutive losses in baseball or 24 consecutive wins in preseason football?
I still think the 24 consecutive wins is probably harder to do because of how much the rosters change over, mm-hmm. and you're dealing with a bunch of nobodies that are going to be like future bouncers in 3 hours that are playing for you in those preseason games. Yep. So I think winning those 24 in a row was probably harder than losing 21 in a row in baseball, even though that's hard to do in
that's
baseball.
Like
eventually you're going to find your way to a win in baseball. But my God, 21 losses in a row is very difficult to do. But I think it's the 24 straight wins.
Yeah, I think in the preseason, I mean, you're talking about third and fourth strings. You just, I don't know how you have the control to win 24 straight. So, yeah, I'd say that too. Also, there's no record on preseason highest scoring game, but the Packers scored 59 points in 2010.
It's been 15 years.
Aaron Rodgers felt really good about that.
Right.
I scored 59 points in a preseason game once. Thanks, Aaron.
Well, at least they're going to play it, not cancel it. I'll explain why I'm depressed. We'll get into Bobby Baseball. We'll play you some Royals tunes, and we'll get you juiced up for the weekend. That's Mac Morgan. It's Bob Fesco. I'm Dusty Lankins. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. We thank you for listening to Fesco in the morning.
It's 10 o'clock right here.
Should be. Just replay the open for the next 10 minutes, and then we'll just leave. Nah, they do that on that other side of the city.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go see Alan Jackson on his farewell tour.
Is he having a farewell tour now?
Which means he'll have another tour in 2 more years. Somebody says, from the text line, from the 785, it's relevant. A friend of mine just got back from Canton and said Andy Reid's COVID shield is actually in the Hall of Fame.
That's fantastic.
That's so great.
That's awesome.
My two favorite sideline Andy Reid moments are the shield and the mustache last year in the Miami game that was just frozen. And then everybody made the cookies and stuff that had like the frozen frost in the mustache. I remember we did that on, I think it was Fox 4. It was Fox 4. And this lady came in and she was making cookies. There was like a Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes. And then there was Andy Reid and he had little like blue frosting tips in his
had
mustache.
A taste.
I didn't eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he gave Philip Rivers the butt?
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah.
So good.
The shield is probably...
Dude, it's awesome. It's so awesome. I cannot get enough of it. Like when they had him on the sideline and it was just completely fogged, and you could just tell he was taking his hand and like, get this out of here.
What a mess.
It was just, and then there was like cardboard cutout fans in the stands behind him. You're like rubbing your eyes, like, are we in a simulation?
What is going on here?
Fesco of the morning, though, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology as the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. We've lost Bob. He can't get over the shield.
I can't. It's just so good.
Just Google search the shield.
Years later, people will say, what was COVID like? You just show the picture of Andy Reid behind the shield. They go, this is what we were dealing with. Okay, they made this man wear his shield.
Dude.
Oh, this is stopping it.
It's like Iron Man as a head coach. Like, it's so great. I mean, are you pissing this guy off?
Oh, God.
I mean, Iron Andy, man.
Unbelievable.
Iron Andy in the Hall of Fame. Unreal. Loved it.
I will say that whole time, though, the NFL was brilliant in the way they handled it. Roger Goodell was an amazing leader during that time. I've said for many years now, Dusty, he was the best leader that we had anywhere during COVID because they just took it and they went with it and they followed the rules. They put these plans in place and, man, they got every football game in, didn't they?
They also got extremely lucky with timing for COVID. They had the Super Bowl. Like, if COVID happens 2 months before, the Chiefs don't have that Super Bowl.
No doubt.
And then,
well, it probably did because I still tell the story. Like, we got back from that Super Bowl and Josh is like, I'm sick. I'm going to take a couple of days off. I'm like, you're a wimp, man. You're just tired. Suck it up. Nope. He had COVID. I think you could say he was patient zero here in Kansas City.
I don't know, man. It might've been Binkley and I, cause I remember we were coming back from break and Binkley and I couldn't talk. We were both in the break, like in that corner where you're sitting and I was in this and he was in this corner. We're both just like, came back like, go back to the postgame show here on Kansas City. And when it's just like, oh man. And then like, I went
You mean the Super Bowl postgame show?
It was either that or it was like the championship game. And I remember I went home that night and I couldn't smell because I always grind my coffee up the night before. Couldn't smell, couldn't taste, was coughing, had the cold sweats. I woke up 7 or 8 days later and I smelled my coffee. I know, like, I can smell again. I feel better. And then all of a sudden it was like, here comes this report. And I was like, oh man, I think I might've had it. And
probably
since then
did.
I never had it again, tested for it, shot up, whatever you want to call it. And just never had anything like that again. So
It was wild. No, but we were all down in, you know, in Miami for that Super Bowl, and that, that was like an international event, right? So people were there from all over the world in a convention center and the stadium and buses and all kinds of airplanes, airports, and whatnot. Yeah, and Josh's like, ah, this don't feel good. I'm like, suck it up, man. We got the parade.
Yep. Suck it up, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of a parade, there could be a parade sooner than later for your baseball team as they are gearing up for a playoff run. They are four games out of their division. They're a half game behind Minnesota. They have a game and a half lead over Boston for the third place wildcard game. They welcome in the St. Louis Cardinals into town. Big, big two games. They had an off day yesterday. They have an off day Sunday, which we had Q on Wednesday, and he was like, I don't even know, get these. So this is kind of nice.
He's going to watch cartoons and have cereal with the kids?
I don't know. He might be chasing them around after we heard what he was, you know, and he was talking.
Welcome
to
parenthood, right? Yeah. That's normal. I'm glad that happened. That's normal parenthood right there.
Right.
And anytime you need to make a phone call, no matter how old the kids are, you can't make that phone call. I was talking to a friend of mine on Wednesday and I'm getting ready to leave the house. And my wife's like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to make a phone call. She goes, where? I go, not here.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh basically lived with you for a while, didn't he? During
he would come over every day. Yeah, for sure.
St. Louis.
That was fun.
Two game series. I think you should, could, and possibly will sweep the Cardinals. They're trending downward. Royals are trending upward after that win against Boston. You kind of saw the electricity in that lineup. Everybody's kind of playing good. And I think there are two things of note when we talk about what could be the Kansas City Royals in their season. The division is not out. We've seen it over time. It's been six games, six and a half, five and a half, and now it's four. Cleveland and Minnesota kick off a four-game series. They play a doubleheader. First game of the day is at 1:10 in Minnesota. Cleveland has lost five straight. Minnesota just lost two out of three to the Cubs. It is a wild, wild race. I believe, truly, Mac and Bob, that if the Royals win the Central, Bobby Witt Jr. will win the MVP, and not only that, but you will see Matt Quatrero win Manager of the Year. And I bring this up because there was some audio on MLB Network, and they talked about the similarities in Judge and Bobby Witt. And at the very end, they give the key stat, which is why I believe if they can win the Central, Bobby can win the MVP.
Now, Kansas City is a wild card, and this guy is making sure that the power, the speed, and Dero, you and I were talking in the commercial about the range.
He's everything.
That's everything.
Listen, you get a little Pollyanna up here, but I have a 14-year-old son. This is who I want him watching, right? He's everything that's right in the game right now, Bobby Witt. He's doing it all.
John, is there any scenario where he could overtake Aaron Judge? Well, MVP? I mean, that's... Look at that.
I mean, he does have a 7.5 war, and Judge is at 7.9. I mean, Judge, I don't... I put it out there on Twitter, and people on both sides were going nuts. Of course it's Judge. And then Kansas City
was
like...
really? Meantime...
Look, Aaron Judge is the MVP. But if Bobby Witt, if Kansas City wins that division,
right? 106 losses last year.
I listened to that and I can't wrap my arms around it in a way that I can get with what they're saying when they're rolling out the stats. I think this just has to be a common sense test for everybody right now, right? Okay. Common sense would tell you Aaron Judge is an amazing baseball player. Common sense would tell you Bobby Witt's an amazing baseball player. But who is the most valuable player to their team? Who does stuff on both sides of the ball that help their team win? And I know you're not supposed to use the football term in baseball, but Aaron Judge doesn't do things on defense that equate to his team winning baseball games. Bobby Witt Jr. makes plays in the field. That game, I guess it was the White Sox a couple of weeks ago, those two plays in the hole late in the game to seal the victory for the Kansas City Royals. He does it with his bat. He does it with his glove. He does it with his speed. Bobby Witt Jr. is a five-tool player, and he excels at all five of those tools. He hits for power. He hits for average. He can field. He can play defense, and he can run the bases, right? Like, this is a guy that is unbelievably talented at everything. And so when I look at this MVP conversation, I'm not trying to downgrade Aaron Judge at all because he's one of the best players in the game today. But he's not a five-tool player like Bobby Witt is. He doesn't affect the game on the defensive side or on the bases like Bobby Witt does. And because of that, Bobby Witt Jr. to me is the MVP of the American League.
Yeah, I mean, the way that he plays the game and the way that you look at value is the V in that acronym. I think you're right about that. I think if they win their division after losing 106 games and the way that he's played, hitting for the classic baseball stats, plays every game, plays a tough position, plays the position well, hits second in the lineup. I know Judge, I think, hits third. Either way, that's irrelevant. But where their stats are big in one department, the other one is as well. RBI for Judge, home runs for Judge, slug and on-base percentage, whereas Bobby Witt Jr., games played, average, hits, runs. Not only is he hitting, he scores, which means that's also other guys behind him. If Judge, to me, isn't in that lineup, the Yankees are probably three or four games, or according to WAR, they're 7.9 games fewer. Mm-hmm. The Royals, if Bobby Witt Jr. is not in that lineup, they're 7.4 games fewer. Again, the Yankees are still a playoff team. The Royals are not,
right,
which would debunk everything to let you know who the most valuable player is. Not only that, if that happens, then there's a chance that Matt Quatrero is the manager of the year. And I take all the football analogy or all the football rules of what MVP and coach of the year are. Most valuable player, kind of different in MLB, or kind of the same in MLB and in NFL. Lamar Jackson was the MVP all year last year. No doubt about it. Had a great year from start to finish. Lamar Jackson should be an MVP player. So they're not saying that the expectations have to be anything. Patrick Mahomes could win it this year, even though they're a great team. Andy Reid will never win Coach of the Year because he's always expected to be a 14-win team or a 13-win team. The front runner and manager of the year so far is the Cleveland head coach. Cleveland, to me, was supposed to be good. They're supposed to be the division winner. The Royals just picked to finish third in their division. They were projected to win 70 games, 72 or 73 and a half games, maybe higher. I don't know. Either way, you get it. If the Royals win their division, Bobby Witt Jr. would be the main reason why. And if they win their division, their head coach and their skipper would be another main reason why. They could win two awards if they win that division. Three awards. They would win their division, they'd win MVP, and they would win head coach of the year or manager of the year, in my opinion.
This is an interesting one to kind of take this another step further from the 8-3-2. You have a point there, Bob. Here's how I look at it. Are the Yankees better or worse if they swap Aaron Judge for Bobby Witt Jr.? They're probably the same. Are the Royals better or worse if we swap Aaron Judge for Bobby Witt Jr.? The Royals probably aren't a playoff team. And I look at that, I go, if we take Bobby Witt off this team and put Aaron Judge on this team, we've got an outfield position solved. But who the hell's playing shortstop?
Michael Garcia? That'd be my guess.
Right? Maybe.
Paul DeJong on the trade?
Now, yeah. Right? Like we'd be talking about how we need that shortstop. The shortstop position is the hardest to play in baseball. It's your best athlete, and your best athlete is playing the hardest position and making some of the more spectacular plays we've ever seen. Like, to me, again, it's not that hard. People want to get in numbers involved. People want to talk about stadiums they play in. Like, all these semantic things. Mm. When I watch sports, I use my eyes. I give it the eye test, and that's usually your best indication of whether or not somebody is good or somebody is doing the job. Did you see them go out there and dominate? And I see Aaron Judge dominate almost every night with the bat. I see Bobby Witt dominate with the bat and with the glove. And when you can do it with both, you're the MVP. And you're hitting 30 points higher in batting average than Aaron Judge. So you're doing more when you get those opportunities. You're putting the ball in play. You're doing more to help your team win. Like, there's very few stats that I really care about in professional sports. Batting average is one I do look at. That tells a big story of who you are, right? On base percentage is another big one. It tells the story of who you are as a baseball player. And then you look at the way that these guys field. Like, I just can't get around people saying Aaron Judge is more valuable than Bobby Witt is, because he's not. And again, not taking anything away from Aaron Judge whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Witt just does more to help his team win.
Andy has this.
He's the fastest in the league. He steals the base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base. Let's go Royals! It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead coming your way. He's a shortstop and a bobblehead, and he's sliding to home base.
can't find a better jingle in the world than that one. I'll tell you what, that gets you juiced up for St. Louis.
That's a good one. Let's go.
What would you be more depressed? Chiefs going 3 in the preseason, or the Royals go 1-2 versus St. Louis?
Well, if they go 1-2 against St. Louis, they came up with a
fake game. I mean, 1-1.
I'd be more depressed with that.
Yeah, because if they lose 3 games in the preseason, it doesn't matter. Yeah, how many times have they done that in the past? Yeah,
right. It's irrelevant. I know there will, if they lose this game to Jacksonville, there will be people that are going, oh my God, what's going on here?
Boys, really? Weekend plans. Max got the house to himself. Bobby at the patio to the wife and you to watch double screen. You got to have both games on tomorrow.
Both games on. Yeah, going to have some dinner with some friends tomorrow night, so I'll catch the preseason game on Sunday morning.
I got to go to a damn happy hour now because Blink-182 canceled their concert, so I'm officially over it. Bob made me feel better this morning, so I appreciate that.
How did I make you feel better?
You announced that this is in the show moving forward.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Heck yeah. If you want to hear the full announcement, 6 o'clock, first segment of the show, go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app, and you can hear everything, how it all went down, how we surprised Dusty with the news live on the air. It was really good. Unbelievable radio. So take a listen.
Yeah.
And so, I'm very excited to have you along. I could have asked for another better person to work with for the next 14 years.
No, I could finish the show with this. I thank both of you for that. You guys both gave and Josh Klingler as well. He said something on the signing off. He goes, all right, that's my final thing. And now go give Dusty the job.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Kling for that. No, I think listeners, I think my after hours crowd, I thank everybody in this building from Vernier to Binkley to Gold to Cody to Carrington to Danny Parkins, who reached out to me yesterday. It was a very nice message from him to Mac to Bob. Without you guys, we're not here. Jen's support as well. Love her as much as well. And we'll keep this thing going forward as we go full steam ahead. And no more off days, boys.
No more off days. We're in the thick of things, and we'll be on FM next week.
That's right. Woo!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clear and crystal clear, right?
Big change. August 15th, be here or be square. And as we did on After Hours, we'll continue to do it on Fesco in the morning. Go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply safe to care. Kansas City, stay safe and stay kind. Have a great weekend. Cheers, everybody.
Here comes Alex.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.